Just give us your overall impression of your game and then Watson's performance.
I mean, I don't know, John. We just came off the field. I thought that was, you know, good complimentary football. It was a good win, but we got a long way to go. But it was good. So I don't know. What do you want me to do? I haven't even seen any of the film.
You got a long way
yet.
To go, huh?
We got 13 games. I mean, look.
Just this one.
We're going to go down this road
ecstatic.
Again of what you're going to write and what I'm going to say, and you write what you're going to write, and I'll say to the team what I'm going to say to the team.
So what are you going to say to the team after
good
scoring
job,
this
Good job, guys. Let's
points?
Go get ready for Kansas City.
But there's a record number of points you've had here.
Yep.
You did everything right. How did it go so well?
You know, these guys practice well, John. They really do, you know. And, you know, we talked all week just about, you know, trying to finish, start fast, start the game off fast. You know, we didn't start fast against New England, and we certainly didn't finish well. And if we could, you know, finish well and, you know, get off to a good start, we'd have a good shot. So that's what we really honed in on this week.
Bill, can you talk about the maturation process of Deshaun right in front of our eyes just growing up as an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He's a very smart guy. I mean, these guys, you know, they believe in him. He works very hard. He's got a fantastic way about him. I mean, he's a humble kid, was raised the right way, and he works very hard. He's got great questions. He's got great suggestions. He's got a good mind, you know, for a lot of different things, not just football. He's an excellent kid, and he's fun to coach.
Bill, you've talked ever since he was drafted about his poise and his command and on, but what are you seeing from him actually running this offense, his precision, just being able to get what you want out of the offense?
Yeah, he sees the game pretty well. I mean, there's a lot of things that he sees. I know, you know, it was good job offensively, you know, but, I mean, overall, you know, he's seen a lot of different things, third down blitzes for the first time, red area things for the first time. I think he's making smart decisions. You know, that interception, that's on me. I got a little greedy there at the end. I think he's making really good decisions. That's the kind of guy he is. He's a very calm guy. He's a very thoughtful guy. So he's going to always try to make the best decision for the team.
Coming out of college, there was so much talk because he was a dual-threat quarterback. You know, how much would he run? How much would he pass? But it seems like, especially New England in this game, I mean, the pass is setting up the run. He's making the throws. He's making the reads. You're able to run your full offense with him. He's not a run-first type of quarterback.
Yeah, no. He can. He really can throw the football. I mean, he's a very accurate passer. Got big hands, you know. He can really sling it, and you know, he's a very smart runner. You know, running is not all about speed; it's about instincts and understanding how plays are being blocked and understanding the defense that you're seeing to kind of weave your way through. And so far, so good with that, you know. But again, next week's another huge challenge. I'm just telling you, like, I'm not trying to be. I'm just saying, like, watch this tape. Great job, guys. Get all the pats on the back. Great. But then we got Kansas City. I mean, Kansas City is one of the best teams in football. So we got a big week ahead of us here, and, you know, we can't.